And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that you'll agree with me that we don't only want to put what has been called the Great Recession behind us, we want to make sure that it never happens again. On behalf of the Buy American Made campaign, I urge business leaders and elected officials to sit down and work together to make real progress in restoring industries and jobs here in America. Businesses tell me regulations and taxes are the main reasons preventing new industries from opening in America. Elected officials feel current taxes are needed to keep the government operational. Well, I'm urging all leaders to put all cards on the table and make jobs their main priority for the well-being of America. If taxes and regulations are killing the creation of new jobs, a complete look at regulations and ways to save money and reduce taxes must be enacted. With more Americans working, spending power will benefit businesses, local communities, and the American economy. And increased taxes will support government services. And that's the main thing that we have to work on. Job training must also be on the top of everyone's priority list to ensure overall success. Now, after viewing the Made in America reports on ABC World News with Diane Sawyer, we see that most American people don't realize that their homes are filled with foreign-made goods. Until the recession, most Americans didn't consider looking at labels on furniture, appliances, drapes, rugs, and just about everything that they pick up. However, we're seeing now that more people are doing that. And as you may have seen, the family that was featured during the Made in America reports was really surprised to find that nothing in their home was made in America. They agreed to have all the foreign items removed from their house, and at the point that they took everything out, the house was totally empty. However, the reports did demonstrate that by shopping around, you can fill your homes with better quality and reasonably priced products proudly made here in the USA. Unfortunately, many American-made products are not widely available because profits for stores are much higher from imported items. Now, the only thing that was unavailable to be replaced was a television, because unfortunately, at this point in our history, all televisions are foreign-made. Now, you can view the Made in America reports from the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com. They're posted right under the large American flag. Now, after seeing another demonstration of how many U.S. industries were downsized and expanded overseas, I'm urging you once again to go out of your way to look at the labels, speak up in support of American Made, direct your purchasing power in support of products made in the USA, and contact your elected officials so they know jobs in America must be their top priority. This is Michael Blihosh, and I encourage you to send me your comments and suggestions. My email link is on the front page of AmericanWorkersNeedYou.com, or you can log on to MichaelSupportsAmerica.com.